Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The wheels of justice are turning slowly in the case of the Commonwealth versus Darrell Jones. Almost a year after a judge ruled Jones did not receive a fair trial and threw out his conviction for a Brockton murder, Jones was back in court yesterday hoping a judge would find there's insufficient evidence to try him again. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who's been following this story, was in court and has this update.
It was an intense and dramatic day of testimony from the same eyewitnesses who had testified 3 decades ago in Jones's murder trial, in the very same Brockton courtroom where he had been convicted. The 4 women who testified yesterday were called by Jones's defense team. In November 1985, they were in the parking lot where Guillermo Rodriguez was shot and killed. At the original trial, none of them could identify Jones in the courtroom as the murderer, and their eyewitness accounts were contradictory, although all testified then and now that the shooter was much shorter than the victim. But Jones was just 1 inch shorter than Rodriguez. What the 4 women witnessed and the identification of the killer using photos provided by police were challenged at trial back then and in court yesterday. Denise Vonnegut, now 54, had probably the best view of the murder, but questioned by defense attorney Paul Rudolph, she testified she never got a good look at the killer.
Were you able to see any distinctive features on the face of the little guy?
No.
Okay. Were you able to see the color of his eyes, for example?
No.
Were you able to see the shape of his nose?
No.
33 years after the murder, memories fade, but even a few days after the killing, when a police officer showed the eyewitness photo books of suspects, she couldn't ID Jones.
He asked me to point out who I thought it was.
And what did you tell the officer?
I told him I could not identify the guy.
Part of the problem yesterday was the defense had poor copies of mugshots police had shown to eyewitnesses. Prosecutor Jessica Kenny didn't bring the originals to court, but said they were probably still in the Plymouth County DA's office. The prosecutor's original case depended almost entirely on a videotape Brockton police made of one of the women eyewitnesses. But last month, Superior Court Judge Robert Cosgrove determined that critical portions of that tape that had been deliberately altered by police could not be used at Jones's retrial. That eyewitness, Terry Lynn Starks, was in court yesterday, testifying she had been a crack addict and alcoholic at the time, and Brockton police had arrested her on prostitution warrants in Methuen 6 days after witnessing the murder and held her without charges overnight. Prosecutor Kenny challenged Starks' often contradictory testimony. She repeatedly asked if Starks was high when she identified Jones's photo to a grand jury.
When I went to go testify?
I'm going to ask you to stop right there. Just answer the question I'm asking.
I don't know, ma'am. I don't know.
You have no memory if you were high.
Judge, I think that she's answered this question
to the best of her ability.
And
it's like you want me to say something that I can't say.
No, I'm just trying to
get it. Because I got high so much.
Your Honor, asked and answered.
Remember in the details that you
okay,
don't
I'm
remember.
Sorry. I don't know, though, for real.
Another eyewitness testified she told police she didn't see the shooter and only ID'd Darrell Jones as someone she knew, not as the killer. She said police threatened that if she didn't testify against Jones, she would be sent to women's prison in Framingham. At the end of the hearing, prosecutor Jessica Kenny announced that after 11 months, the only witnesses she plans to call are 2 Brockton detectives in the case, including one a judge ruled had lied in Jones's original trial 32 years earlier and perjured himself at a hearing last year. Jones erupted. And what he said were deliberate delays.
We brought every witness in here, Your Honor, that she's told me for a whole year of my life, I can't even get a job. I can't do nothing. You got me free on the street to do what, crime? I can't even get a job because this is going on.
Prosecutor Kenny announced that Darrell Jones had left a voice message telling her to drop the case. Judge Cosgrove said he'd revoke Jones's bail if he tried to speak to her again and set the next pretrial hearing for early December. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.